story actually begins, I guess, like most good stories, with my family and with my parents, who, after they had both retired from the federal government, they became active RVers. What Jews are doing driving an RV, I'm not exactly sure, but they did it, and they were very into it. In fact, I brought along today, my mother actually self-published a book about their RV experience called The Great Affair, after a Kipling quote. But so, and they had gone to most states, and they had even gone down to Mexico, and but their dream, or sort of was to drive the Great Alaskan Highway from Washington State up through Canada to Alaska. And as part of that, they had always had a fairly small RV that was on a I don't know what kind of chassis it was on, but so they got a deal from a retailer in Clinton, Maryland, down in Prince George's County, on a much bigger rig called a RevCon, which was always referred to as the Cadillac of RVs. I'll just always remember that phrase. And so they set off on this, and this is all by way of preface to what my real story is. And they had their Australian Shepherd dog Cactus with them, and the trip was a disaster. This RevCon broke down constantly, and so much so that they actually never made it to Alaska, and they had to come back early. There's a whole chapter about this in the book. So they are fit to be tied. They're very upset. They come back. What do? They get their son, who works at the fancy law firm in Baltimore, to write a angry letter to the retailer, saying if, we demand satisfaction, and if not, we're going to sue you. We don't get satisfaction, so what then do we have to do? We actually have to bring this lawsuit. So, and many of you probably, for family members, been in the same position. I don't remember a whole lot about the immediate aftermath of that. What I do remember is that the case did not settle and got scheduled for trial. Scheduled for a jury trial. And one day, and if, by the way, if you don't believe this, the trial judge is in the audience. Judge Ahalt, who I didn't expect to be here today. So I don't know if you have the same fond memories of that week that I do. But here I am, been in out 5 years, 6 years. So this is, I think, 1987. I'm picking a jury for my parents. Now, one of the things that a lawyer learns is managing client expectations. Well, if you were writing a story of my relationship with my parents, the title would probably be Managing Expectations. And I have repressed most of the experience of that week. But, I can't even convey to you the misery of that week. And Judge, I've put most of it past, but you didn't make it any easier. So I'm trying to be very cool about this. And I get very nervous. Even to this day, I get very nervous before any presentation. I'm humiliation averse. And, you're always worried you're going to screw up. But I was, I'm going to be very cool about this. I can't let the jury know that these are my parents. This has to be like an arm's length sort of thing. So my father was not, this is true, my father was not on the witness stand 5 minutes before I referred to him as dad. So any event, it is, I don't know how we're doing on time here. It is, of course, an article of faith that, you know, surgeons should not operate on a family member. Trust me, you should not represent your parents in a jury trial. It's really anxiety-provoking enough. It did, like most miserable experience in life, with the passage of time, it did. I do have lots of great stories about that week, Judge. I don't know if you do, but mine are all about you. This was both a trial and a tribulation. I love them. My father has since passed on. My mother is still alive. This was the greatest thing in the world for them. I mean, this was like seeing their boy, you know, I mean, really picking a jury, opening, you know, and we had, I mean, it was really, really something. But I survived. They survived. We ended up, I guess I should tell you, I won. As a result, I have been welcome at all these subsequent Thanksgiving dinners. Ended up with a worthless, uncollectible judgment, but that's a different story. And so that really, this is a story that when trial lawyers, first of all, you know I won because no trial lawyer tells a story about a trial they lost. Me. But when trial lawyers, you know, tell stories, I really just, when I say I once did a jury trial for my parents, there's like sort of a stunned silence. So, anyway, thank you very much.